This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you a question of what daily routine changes will you continue after the MCO is lifted? We'll get to some of those responses in a couple of minutes. I know we have a bunch over on InstaStory. First, though, at break, an update from the FBM KLCI, courtesy of Arvind Viraj.
Yeah, so it is down by 0.95% by 1,338 points. Active stocks include Sapura Energy Berhad, Thrive Property Berhad, Bumi Armada Berhad, and the ringgit is at 4.3 against the US dollar, 4.7 against the euro, and 2.6 against the Aussie dollar.
Okay, Chris, let's have some of those updates from Instagram.
Yeah, so Dong Tree One says, regular exercise again, making me feel real guilty about my life. Route One Jean says, time to read more and normal sleeping hours. Very nice. A Bat Full of Good says, boredom. Oof. Bowen, for me, on a kind of similar level, says, staying away from people with a crying laughing emoji. The Real Real Madrid says, spending time with family after work. I played gin rummy with my grandma for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Very cute.
Nice.
And finally, Faizi Falik says, not listening to radio. So I don't think they can hear me read out their response today. But if you are going to listen to any radio, listen to us.
Or listen to the podcast.
Or the podcast, which is technically not radio.
There we go. Okay, the question again. Let us know what habits you will continue or daily routine changes will you continue after the MCO is lifted. 018-789-8899, the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Okay, next story. So as of Monday, India had just over 1,000 reported cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, and 29 deaths. And last week, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi put the country's 1.3 billion people under lockdown and cancelled all flights, all trains and all buses to slow the spread of the virus.
Yeah, the move, which was announced hours before the lockdown came into effect, sparked panic buying of food and other essentials across the country and left millions of migrant labourers stranded at state borders, rendering them homeless and jobless. Earlier this month, the Indian state of Maharashtra started stamping the hands of people flying into the country with indelible ink, stating the date until which they must remain in their houses.
And now, as another measure to try keeping track of quarantine measures, Karnataka, a state in southern India, has come up with a controversial solution to make sure that people stay at home. It wants them to send a selfie to the government every waking hour. According to Karnataka's Minister of Medical Education, quarantine people will be required to download an app on their phones through which they must take and send a selfie every hour to government officials from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. The app will also send the person's GPS coordinates so that officials can verify the person's location.
And if a quarantined person doesn't send a selfie, they might be transferred to one of the Indian government's quarantine centres, which have become notorious for unsanitary conditions. Quote, every selfie sent by home quarantine person is seen by government photo verification team, a press release from the ministry said. So if wrong photos are sent, then also the defaulter will be shifted to mass quarantine.
Yeah, so obviously on Twitter, Indians slammed the order saying that it violated their privacy. For example, one user said that more paternalistic rubbish that infringes on privacy. How about governments just do their job and ensure that people under quarantine don't leave their home.
Thoughts, people, thoughts.
So this is like a 50-50. Like, how do you quarantine 1.3 billion people? Yeah. Like, that in itself must be like a massive, massive challenge. And I know that it sounds like they're trying to do some things to control and monitor and you know, sort of make sure that people are staying in their homes. It is a bit of fear-mongering, but also how do you control 1.3 billion people? The task itself it sounds impossible. But on the other side, I you know, sending selfies from your house every hour doesn't seem like a solution.
It's ridiculous is what it is.
And also, I don't know about the logic where, like, if wrong photos are sent, then the defaulter will be shifted into mass quarantine. I feel like the word mass quarantine is an oxymoron.
It defeats the purpose.
In and of itself, right? Like, what's the point of sending them somewhere else when the whole point is to keep them where they are?
Have you seen the videos that are coming out of India now as people are trying to move around, particularly from, you know, like places like Delhi, where, you know, where the slums are, and the amount of people that you can't social distance in parts of India at all.
Yeah.
You know, it just cannot happen. It's that kind of thing where it looks like it's a ticking time bomb, you know? Because this thing is going to spread like wildfire. And of course, although we're having a bit of a trying to make light of this, right? I understand what they're trying to do, but I think the implementation of it, the kind of the very fact that they want everybody to take a photograph and upload it every, do they not understand how much data that's going to take up and how much time that's going to take up for people who could be out there doing something much more productive?
Or how much weight it's going to put on their servers and then, you know, their streams and their bandwidth and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, and also I feel like the energy is sort of going to the wrong place. You know, as Arvind mentioned earlier, you know, millions of migrant laborers have been stranded at state borders, rendering them homeless and jobless and not able to socially distance. You can't be socially distanced if you don't have a house. So, you know, it's stuff like that where I'm not sure if this is the right priority to be taking at this point in time. You know, I really do feel that maybe they should be addressing, you know, trying to get, you know, a space for people who need to socially distance to socially distance.
Okay, folks, the question again. What daily routine changes will you continue after the MCO is lifted? Do let us know, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, of course, we are available at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music. We'll be right back after these messages as well with our final story of the day. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.